This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Before we go on, let me talk to you about the other radio show, After the Paracast, where we do a wrap-up, where we continue discussions that began on the core show. It's a really fascinating episode in recent weeks. We also give you a version of this show free of the network ads. And you get all this stuff and more stuff for prices beginning at just $1.49 per week, which is less than a cup of coffee at even a convenience store these days. Well, one has it for $1.09 today with tax. But anyway, if you want to know more about the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Preston Dennett is our guest. Randall, go ahead.
We were just talking about some of the really interesting cases off the coast of California that you've logged in some in your book, Preston, and we were saying, well, I wonder if some of these could have a natural explanation that has to do with those earthlights that you described seeing earlier.
I don't think so. I looked into the earthlights, and yes, there are a lot of cases involving sort of amorphous lights and unexplained lights, which are a little ambiguous. There's also a lot involving metallic craft with, you know, little colored lights around the perimeter and things that are obviously constructed. So I don't think the earthquake light is going to, you know, hold up. I was contacted by a Coast Guard captain who really was hoping for some sort of natural explanation for what he saw, which were these donut-shaped sort of rings of light below his boat. This was not in this area. That was off more towards the Haiti area. But he saw it with his fellow companions, three of them, a number of these ring-shaped objects, which were 10, 20 feet across. And he saw, gosh, a dozen of them at least, and they were blinking on and off. And he's thinking, could this possibly be a natural phenomena? And, you know, after we talked about what he saw and looked at what's out there, no, it was clear that these things were constructed. They were moving in sort of intelligent ways. And that's another thing we see. There's intelligence behind this phenomena. I think the real question is, could it be military? In this particular area, there is a number of military bases. There's Point Magu at the north end. San Clemente Island is pure military, and that's just beyond Catalina. Seal Beach Naval Weapons Station is at the south end. A lot of military in this area, but I don't think it's military for a number of reasons. One is a lot of the people I've talked to and a lot of the witnesses are military themselves, and they're completely baffled by what they're seeing. About 20% of these cases, the military is chasing them in their jets. A number of these cases, they're hovering over cars, over homes, chasing them down the road, putting on displays over large population centers. This is completely contrary to how our military behaves with their advanced craft. There's too many of these cases. They've been going on for far too long. There's a lot of reasons why most of this isn't military.
Right, and or something just natural. I mean, okay, maybe bioluminescence could explain some of the patterns, even donut-shaped rings, but it's not going to explain that rising up out of the water and flying off or hovering over a car.
Exactly, and there's so many cases. I mean, you can point to one and say, hey, maybe that could be explained by a sort of a weird, I mean, it's just a weird glow in the water. That's hard to discern what it actually is.
We'll get to that, but I just wanted to interject there. This whole Nimitz case happened off, I think it was a little further south, off the Baja Peninsula, right? But basically still off the coast of California, right? Where they saw this object under the water, and then the pilots actually visually saw this tic-tac UFO out there and tried to chase it with their jets.
Yeah, it's a great case, and it fits right into what's going on in this area, which is extremely active. For whatever reason, I had a number of whistleblowers contact me and say, oh, you know, there's a tunnel in this area. And I'm like, no, I didn't know that. Well, later these Google images came out that kind of went viral about this Malibu anomaly right off the coast of Malibu underwater. And it shows what appears to be a tunnel. It's a sort of constructive area with a flat top, pillars. The Google images do contradict each other because some don't show a tunnel. And there's a lot of skeptics who say, it's just a natural formation. But it looks strange. And I knew about it before. I mean, people were telling me there was something in there in this area. And after I charted all the sightings, it's right in the center of where this anomaly actually is.
Right. That's on the cover of your book, you've kind of got that in there in the artwork. And there's pretty nice artwork on the cover of your books, too. Let's give a shout out, I think, to Kassara Dennett, Christine Kassara.
Yeah, my sister.
We're doing some of your artwork, some pretty nice stuff there.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have her. She's done most of the covers for my books and illustrated some of the inside of them as well. But, I'm convinced that there's, I'm not sure that there's a base, but I think I presented a very good argument that there is some sort of base in this area. But I've got cases from all over the world. One of the best cases I heard of was from Ray Sachs, this electrician's mate on the USS Clamagore, which was a submarine back in the 70s, which carried actually nuclear missiles. And in 1971, he's heading up the northeast coast there, off the coast of the United States, at about 12 knots, several miles off the coast. He's on watch, they're going along the surface, they're not submerged, and he's up there with another guy who's on watch, and there's the commander and the second in command when this USO shows up, comes barreling in from the stern behind them at about 100 knots, he said, real fast, and stops and starts pacing their submarine, maybe 50 feet off. It was huge, he said, this huge white glow under the water. The commander turns to him and says, well, what did the sonar people see? The sonar people had no reading on it, but they watched this object pace their submarine for the next 15 minutes, and one by one, all the higher-level officers came up on deck to take a look at this thing. Nobody could identify it. It was totally silent. And, after about 15 minutes, it just darted off in another direction at about 50, 60 knots and was gone. And the second in command turns to the captain and says, how do you want me to report this in the log? And the commander says, officers who report this sort of incident do not move up in rank. So it did not apparently get officially recorded. This is all according to Ray Sachs, who I interviewed. It's an interesting case, and he sticks by it.
Why do you think that there's this resistance by the military to explore and try to find out what these things are? Why would they deny it to each other? I mean, I could see why they would deny it to us, but to each other, that just doesn't seem to make any sense. It kind of implies that there's some third level of or higher authority within the military itself that says, like, you guys just do your job. And it doesn't have anything to do with UFOs or else. You know what I'm saying?
It's a little schizophrenic. I think what we're dealing with is the lower levels don't really know about this. The UFO phenomenon is not taken seriously, and they have no knowledge on it. Whereas at the very high levels, generals and above, they're absolutely aware of it. It's a matter of top secret. It's hugely important, and they're pouring money into it. This is where I think the cover-up is lying. I mean, it's in the higher levels of the military, particularly the Navy.
The thing is, though, generals command military hardware and the people who run it. And so if they really want the information, I mean, a nuclear submarine is not a toy. It's some of the most high-tech piece of equipment that we have. If you're going to want to know about it or track it or find out about it or do anything about it, you would want those people to investigate it and report it. So this is, I'm just having a hard time figuring out why it would be the case that people would be threatened with some sort of censure within the military for reporting it militarily. It just doesn't make any sense.
Let's have Preston's answer on another segment here, because we're running out of time. We'll pause for a refreshing moment, or not. with Preston Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Randall posed a skeptical question of you, Preston Dennett. Would you present your answer?
Yeah, I mean, well, you're asking why we cover this stuff up, and it's difficult to answer because we can really only speculate. There's a lot of researchers have talked about this and the reasons for the cover-up, and I think really what it comes down to is money and power. We've got an oil-based economy, And if we have the free energy of this, well, it's going to cause us huge repercussions in a lot of areas in our society, not just economics, but I mean, there's religion to think about. There's all sorts of things to think about. Healthcare, all kinds of areas of society would be really profoundly affected. I'm not sure how they're going to handle this, but I think that their hand is being forced, because at some point, if they don't, the public is going to come forth with conclusive proof of UFOs themselves, or there's going to be a UFO incident like the Phoenix Lights, where the UFOs stay long enough to say, okay, this is real, now we all know it. You can't lie anymore. There's a can of worms that's about to be opened. There's going to be some heads that roll. There's going to be a lot of questions about abductions and things like this, and why aren't you protecting people? And it's going to be a mess for a while, I think, if this busts wide open, and that's why it's being tightly controlled.
Well, that makes a certain amount of sense then, why they wouldn't want to report it to each other, even within the system. If it started out being a big secret at the highest levels, then having it be revealed that they've known about it all along, down through the ranks, would definitely upset the apple cart at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, we've painted ourselves into a corner, basically. And we've had this policy for so long, it's hard to extricate yourself from it.
Then again, I mean, this is all assuming that they're still here. The reports that we're getting these days don't seem to be as good as some of the reports from the Golden Age or the early modern era, because we're not getting actual reports as often from military people. Like, if we go back to Ruppelt, well, he talks about how his pilots and the people he interviewed at the air bases who were in charge of squadrons, who sent their pilots after them and tracked them on radar, you could believe his accounts. He was a very believable person. I don't think he made up any of that stuff. These days, what you have is people reporting it anonymously to places like NARCAP or MUFON or whatever it is. And how do we know they actually saw anything?
Well, it's not just that. There's a case recently in Arizona where some commercial pilots saw a UFO, and there was another separate plane that saw the same one, apparently. That was just recent. The stories are still coming out. I'm still getting active abduction cases that are ongoing. This phenomena is not slowing down. There was, I think, the real most recent wave that had a lot of impact was the Stevensville wave in Texas. A lot of people saw stuff. Lots of, you know, police witnesses, photographs, radar evidence. Definitely a real case, but we haven't had, that was years ago.
Yeah.
We're overdue. And if the pattern holds true, we're going to see another wave or some sort of incident, you know, maybe like the Chicago O'Hare incident, where this UFO punched a hole through the clouds, was hovering over this control tower. A lot of people saw it. We're going to have something else like that that's going to be impossible to cover up, to the point where it is going to reach the mainstream news. And I don't know. It's just, like he says, it seems to hover there at this sort of arm's length. The evidence is there, but we can't prove it. UFOs are there, but they're not showing up quite long enough to be officially photographed in a way that proves to everyone that this is real.
That's been going on for decades. The point is here, maybe it is part of the phenomenon itself that the object or light is always one step beyond us, one step beyond, which means we can never, ever find a solution because there's not one that we are allowed to find. And if E.T. is so concerned about our future, about the fate of humanity, why reveal themselves to relative unknowns whose claims would never be believed? Why not land at Mar-a-Lago and say, take me to Donald Trump, or whatever? If they really want to be found, if they really want to be discovered, they could do it.
Well, I mean, that sort of has happened. We did have them hovering over the White House. There's the so-called meeting at Edwards Air Force Base in 1952. Others that have been reported in Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Supposed official meetings between UFOs and ETs, which have not been made public in an official manner. I think they're doing a grassroots movement, partly. I think that's one of the reasons we have such widespread contact. What I do find interesting is here we have a phenomenon that's probably been around for thousands of years, at least judging from, say, hieroglyphics, wood carvings from the Middle Ages. The Romans called them flying shields. We've got a lot of Renaissance paintings. We've got petroglyphs. We've got enough evidence to say, like, looks like they were here. But what we don't have is the sort of levels of activity we see now. That seems to be unprecedented. Starting in 1947, this huge sort of super wave swept across the U.S. and the world and hasn't really stopped. If you look at the files from New Fork and MUFON, we're getting multiple reports daily. And as a researcher, I know that, gosh, 1 in 10 people, 1 in 100 report their encounters. And if New Fork is getting thousands of encounters per year and MUFON is, you can inflate that by at least, 10. So 10,000 encounters, 100,000 per year. Someone's seeing a UFO at all times. There is a lot of activity going on at this very moment. And that's unprecedented. We've got no reports of abductions, really, from a historical viewpoint that match what we're seeing today. No accounts of landings on a widespread basis. So there is, seems to be, an escalation of activity starting in the 1940s and moving a little bit forward each decade. We'll see what happens.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a believer that alien craft are real. I've seen one myself. And we've got to get to that question, too, as to whether you've had an experience of your own. But if a person... I'm just putting myself, say, in the place of an audience member. Listening to what you were just saying, we should be able to go out and look up in the sky and see them flying around up there, just like we watch airplanes landing at the airport. Where are they all, then, if there's so many of them? How do we explain this lack of evidence?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to see a UFO, you can. You go to areas like upstate New York or, the Santa Monica Mountains or wherever there's a wave of activity going on that's being reported. I have seen UFOs, and it's not that hard to see them if you really want to go out there and see one.
Tell us about your best experience. So if you've got one where you know from your own experience as a MUFON trained investigators that this wasn't something from around here.
I have 4 or 5 that I know. I mean, there was my first. I remember. I'll never forget it.
Okay, Preston, let's do that sighting in our next segment. Preston, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Travel experts say today is actually likely to be the busiest travel day of the year, with people who've been on the road for Thanksgiving all heading home at once, and a couple of storms will affect things. In the east, there's some trouble with icing and flooding from western North Carolina through western Maryland and parts of Pennsylvania and southern New York. A second storm is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain region, and by later today, will bring some heavy snows to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. Mexico is reportedly saying no to a migrant asylum asylum deal with the United States. Reports are Mexico's incoming interior minister said the plan to have migrants stay in Mexico while their asylum claims move through U.S. courts has now been rejected. This follows earlier reports, including one in the Washington Post, claiming the Trump administration had negotiated a deal with the incoming administration in Mexico. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. And what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Preston Dennett, the first of four sightings. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, first one, 1992 or so. Just started really investigating the Topanga Canyon wave, maybe 93. And driving home late at night. This is in Canoga Park, California, late July, and I saw what I thought was a bird flying towards my car, except it wasn't a bird. It was this round, glowing ball of light about the size of a golf ball, swooped down and came right up in front of my windshield, maybe 2 feet, 3 feet, a foot. It was very close, and it went back and forth a couple of times, kind of like looking at me. My mouth dropped open. I could not believe what I'm seeing, but it was obviously not a reflection. I'm looking at it, and this thing dips down and goes straight up through the trees. So that was my first that really thought, okay, that was something.
Wow, like a little miniature drone UFO or something.
Yeah. My best sightings have always been with other people who are contactees or abductees. I was interviewing this one guy, and I had an experience shortly afterwards where I saw this metallic triangular-shaped craft, which must have been about 1,000 feet across and very low. It had three sort of circular indentations on it, rounded corners, clearly artificial, but I saw this during the day, again in Canoga Park, and it almost was invisible. It sort of looked almost translucent, as if it was the same color as the sky, kind of. But I saw it. I'll never forget it.
Okay, so this sounds really interesting. So how did it behave so that you knew that it wasn't something man-made or artificial, that we could have made?
I can't know that for sure, except that if we do have something like that, it's not been publicly revealed because it was silent. It was very low. It was huge. It was absolutely huge. And no real markings on it at all, except for the three circular indentations.
Like, how huge?
thousands of feet across, I would say.
Ooh, that big. Well, yeah, that would be large. And I mean, we've made some very large lighter-than-air craft that are silent, that could hypothetically just hover over an area for quite an extended period of time. They wouldn't move very quickly, but I don't know of any that would be thousands of feet across. That's just, I think, beyond anything that we've made that I can think of.
It sounds like Independence Day.
Yeah. It's still not my best sighting because that was very fast. And even though it was low and it was impressive, I'd say my best one was with this lady I was interviewing who was having abductions. It's funny. She was telling me these crazy stories about how she, you know, was being taken aboard a craft and had babies and all this stuff. And I'm like, God, this can't be real. She reached out once and kicked one of these gray ETs, broke its neck, apparently. That stopped an abduction in its tracks. I'm like, is this lady for real? Is this lady for real? And I got this real strong impulse to run out onto the roof of my condo. Now, I have to tell you, this is not something I've ever done. This has only happened once. And ran up onto the roof, brought my glasses, I'm slightly nearsighted, and looked up. And I had no sooner gotten out there when this light appeared. And it blasted me with this message, which is basically, this is us. Were Wendy's aliens, this is real. And if you don't believe it, watch this. And it started darting around, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, went down and disappeared. This orange light, maybe 50 feet away, 100, pretty large, not super large. Hard to tell because I couldn't really tell how big how far away it was.
What do you mean it blasted you with this message? Are you talking telepathy here or something? Or?
It's what it felt like. It's like, hi, wow. This is us. No, don't believe us, huh? And not in so many words, but I felt it. And I'm not like super sensitive. I've had a number of paranormal experiences, and this is one of them.
Well, you don't hold anything back. I really have to hand it to you. You are a brave person because there are a lot of people that would just go, well, I don't know. Have you talked to a therapist about this?
Yeah, it was weird. I have to tell you, because I've never had that.
You're not alone, though. There's definitely other people who've experienced very similar things.
Her name is not Wendy, but I'm like, hey, Wendy, you're never going to believe this. You know, this happened. And she's like, wow. You know, I'm like, I want to see these ETs, even though I just had a sighting. She's like, well, I'll see if I can talk to them, and we'll set up a sighting.
I'm like, that's absolutely fascinating.
I'm like, you got to be kidding. She's like, no, I'll call you back. A couple of weeks later, she says, all right, we're going to go off the freeway here in Pasadena on 210, they said to climb up this hill and they'll show up. I'm like, great. I brought my camera. I brought my sister-in-law, her nephew. She came with us and we pull off the freeway. You're not really supposed to do that. We climb up this hill. Wendy and I, we got to the top before my sister-in-law and my nephew, her son, they fell behind and we just reached the top of this hill. She grabs my arm and she's screaming, turns, and I couldn't believe what I saw. It's about 100 feet away, maybe 50 feet off the ground, is this house-sized object covered in golden lights. It's probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It was clearly unusual. I mean, really unusual. There's no way this could be anything that was ours because it stood there for maybe 10 seconds, probably a little less, then started to move slowly away, picked up speed, and darted around the mountain. Like nobody's business. I mean, it was gone in a flash. I didn't even get a chance to take a picture of it, but I saw it.
Isn't that always how it goes? the thing is, you were on a field trip essentially to see this object, and did you at least bring a camera?
Yeah, I brought a camera. You know, other people have done this with me. They're like, I see UFOs, and I go out with them, and they never show up. But this time it did. And I was too surprised to actually even remember the camera, really. I did not really expect anything.
Was this in the daytime as well?
No, this was early evening.
Well, even pictures at night, though, I mean, how can you really, you know, what you saw with your own eyes was probably far more spectacular than anything you could have captured on film, even if you managed to get a picture of it.
Oh, it would have shown up. It was right there, like across the street. You know, I mean, it was that close.
You must be going, kicking yourself for not at least attempting to get a couple of shots off.
Yeah, missed opportunity for sure.
Oh, I saw it.
I mean, I say now I know this stuff is real, and certainly her case is real. You showed me her darn ETs, literally.
So, I mean, this implies that they're cooperating with her to some end. I mean, it's like a giant social experiment of some kind.
Yeah, it seems to be tracking people's families. That's true in her case. People have this very close relationship sometimes. A lot of the cases of the people I've talked to who have had extensive contact, it starts in early childhood. There's a number of cases where people are like, no, I have no UFO history at all. One lady at work, she walked into my desk once. I had a little statue of a gray alien. She screamed. She's like, what's that? I'm like, well, what do you think it is? I'm like, she's like, I don't know, but I saw one of those right after I had my baby. It came and I thought I was going to take it. I'm like, really? And she told me this, you know, pretty amazing story about this gray ET that appeared outside her house and tried to get into the house and couldn't, apparently. Was trying to open a window that doesn't actually even open. Why it didn't just walk through the wall, as most, you know, people say. I don't know.
All these inconsistencies. I mean, on one hand, they can extract uranium from hovering above in this deep under the ground, you know, but they can't, you know, they can't get through a locked door. It's, how do we make any sense of all of this, do you think, Preston?
You know, it's hard to make sense of just looking at the shape of the UFO craft themselves in this one area off the coast. Here I've got every single shape you could probably list that is out there, from pyramids to, you know, spheres, saucer-shaped, blobs of light, glowing clouds, cigar-shaped, manta ray-shaped. I mean, how do you make sense of that? I know we have a lot of vehicular shapes ourselves.
I'll tell you what, let's go into more shapes and sizes and UFOs. I'm Gene, he's Randall. We have Preston Dennett with us. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We were talking about the shapes of UFOs, but I wanted to stop very briefly here, because you did mention abductions, and we were in the final segment of the show, and I want to kind of cover a bunch of things at once. Back to abductions. Now, we've had discussions with people like Red Pill Junkie and Jerome Clark, and they relate abduction specifically to a different phenomenon, not necessarily a involvement with a flying saucer. So, for example, Red Pill Junkie likens UFO abduction experiences to a near-death experience and cites numerous comparisons. What's your thought?
They're absolutely 100% separate phenomena. They're not the same thing. A near-death experience has some similarities. Now, I know near-death experiences very well. I've interviewed a lot of people about them, studied it extensively. And while there are parallels, they're completely separate. People are not taken aboard a UFO. They're not seeing ETs. They don't come back with scars on their body. They're going out of body. They have a life review, they go through a tunnel, they go to the other side, they meet their deceased relatives, they get a message of some sort, usually, of love, and are told to come back, that it's not their time. It's a pretty darn set pattern. You see a very set pattern in UFO encounters as well. There's someone who's captured, basically, they're taken, pulled up a beam of light into a rounded room. They're usually examined, they're sometimes given messages, and they're returned, and they often have some sort of physical mark as a result of their experience. So they're completely separate. I think what we do see is people who have these experiences come back transformed by them. It's a very sort of a jarring experience that challenges you on multiple levels, both the near-death experience and the abduction. It's challenging physically, spiritually, and mentally. So people come back absolutely transformed and know that there's something else out there, and that they're very similar.
Yet there are a lot of similarities, but you know, the one thing that you can't really get away from, and you mentioned it before, Preston, earlier in the show, is that in some cases, these people disappear completely from where they're supposed to be. They're no longer in their bedroom. It's not like, you know, you're lying on an operating table and, you know, your spirit, if there is such a thing, goes floating up out of your body. everything is gone. There's this period of missing time that is just not accounted for.
Right. And people are physically affected by them. I mean, we know, I think, that UFOs are a physical phenomena. We know this from the landing traces alone. I mean, the fact that animals often detect these UFOs before people, that's something that's kind of interesting. It's not just people who are reporting this. Often people are drawn outside by their dogs barking or their horses acting peculiar or something to that effect.
Yeah, they spook animals, like almost like earthquakes spook animals too, don't they? There's some kind of EM effect.
Absolutely. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to say that this is completely physical.
Have you ever had any missing time?
Well, not that I remember. No, I can't say that I've really had any history of this in my own childhood or anything involving missing time that I can really point to. It is within my family. I know that. Yeah, my sister-in-law has had a face-to-face encounter with gray-type ETs. My other sister-in-law had ETs visiting her as a childhood and her, you know, as a kid. Both my nephews have had sightings, and one had a humanoid encounter. My brother chased a UFO. He's got this weird kind of implant in his arm. I took him to the doctor. He didn't want to go. I finally made him. And the doctor's like, who's a UFO guy? A MUFON field investigator. Immediately saw it and went, wow. It's right on the surface of his inside of his elbow. And it's this sort of matchstick-like object, pretty big, which they don't know what it is. It's a foreign body. We don't know. There's no scar above it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's in my family. I don't think I've been abducted, but I've had a number of real close-up sightings, and I wonder about that time I saw a ball of light right in front of my car. I could have had missing time.
Yeah, because they often go hand-in-hand together, and people don't really realize it in some cases, and unless they happen to look at the clock or notice that it had gotten dark rather quickly. Like in the Pascagoula case, when we were interviewing Calvin Parker, he was saying, well, he got floated into this glowing object, and then when they got floated out again from it, it was dark, and the moon was full and illuminating everything around the landscape that they were floating over.
Well, I came to notice a pattern, which took years for me to notice, actually, which is when someone sees a UFO, it's how close is it? The closer it is, the more of a chance that you've had missing time. And if anyone's like slightly disoriented about time, or if the UFO darts from one place to another and they don't know how it did that, this sort of thing. When someone sees a UFO within 100 or 200 feet, I tend to think that this is probably more than just a sighting.
Right, when you get the close encounters, ones, the C3s and 4s, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. What are you working on now for your next book?
Oh, always busy. Let's see. I'm working on a new book about UFO healings. I've got 300 cases now. It's astounding. Cases of people who have been cured of just about everything you can imagine, from cuts and bruises to broken bones to a case involving a shark bite cure. People have been cured of serious diseases like diphtheria, diabetes, cancer, AIDS. Just go down the list. It's insane. That's what I'm working on mostly, but other books as well.
Obviously, there have been cases of healings that did not involve the possible presence of UFOs. And the question I'd wonder here, and we don't have the time to answer it, is whether they could possibly be related to the same phenomenon, even though we remember them as possibly from UFOs.
Yeah, there's all kinds of alternative healings out there, miraculous healings. So I looked into that as well. People have been healed as a result of a lightning strike, a good dozen cases.
I wish we had more time. We must be getting close to the end of the show. We got to get you back, and I'd love to add some more of your books to my library. So I hope that our listeners out there get onto your site and do the same thing.
And even if you don't agree, as I don't, with Preston Dennett's viewpoints about UFOs, he has a lot of fascinating information. Fast question, ever see a ghost?
I have, yep. Saw my mother's ghost, started doing some haunting research, and had a number of experiences where, well, I didn't see them, but I certainly heard them and felt them.
You know what? We may be able to do something in terms of a segment on that in the very near future. If someone wants to get more information on what Preston Dennett has done, and it's a lot, where do they go?
You can go to my website. If you just Google my name, it should take you there. The actual address is PrestonDennett.Weebly.com. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Don't forget the official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, both of them. Oh, those who have been asking about the new site and the webmaster Anders, he is working on the final stages. He's been backed up with other client work. He's a web developer and marketing person. But says he's going to finish the final steps for our new site, so hopefully it'll be up finally by early December. It's running late, but those things always run late. I want to tell you also about the Paracast Plus. We really want you to join. It's a good way to support the show, but it also gives you the After the Paracast podcast, which sometimes contains part two of a Paracast episode, a wrap-up, special interviews that are not duplicated on the main show, things that you didn't know anything about or were surprised to learn, like Nick Pope. We think of him as a guy who talks primarily about UFOs because he ran the UFO desk at the Ministry of Defense in the UK. He is also a conspiracy theory expert with a skeptical point of view about a lot of things, including the Kennedy assassination. We had that. It's one of the episodes that you can hear on After the Paracast. And one more thing, neighbors, Preston Dennett will be back on this weekend's episode of After the Paracast. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. Prices start at just $1.49 a week, $4.99 a month. If you join for 5 years or a lifetime, we give you special stuff, free stuff. Preston Dennett, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.